The fact that the market has been recognised by the government as the primary place in which to obtain water for environmental use is essentially the final recognition that water is a property right. That's what irrigators wanted, and that's what they now have. They have water as an asset class. The sovereign risk on that water disappeared when Tony Burke decided to buy it rather than take it, and that was a major achievement of the irrigation community to get that recognition made. Whilst irrigators from one end of the state to the other, in fact, one end of the country to the other, would tell you that they're not particularly delighted with the Murray-Darling Basin plan, I think we can say that the outcomes that were achieved from the cohesiveness of irrigators over that time were far better than they might otherwise have been. But the key to the Basin Plan was that it wasn't simply a reduction in the volumes used, it was a change in the way that water was used. And hopefully, as it's now rolled out, and with promises that we extracted from the now government, it will be done through infrastructure, which means productivity is maintained as opposed to a simple economic knife to the throat of regional communities.
So can irrigators work successfully and profitably within the plan's constraints?
I believe so. Look, I can't tell you in any good faith, either as their representative or from a personal view, that the Basin Plan is a fabulous thing. It's not. It took water away from irrigators, and when it comes down to it, that's the lifeblood of their business. That said, the way in which water was to have been obtained under the previous government and now is to be obtained under this government is such that there is a profitable, promising and bright future for irrigation across the basin.
What about the government? Is there a bright future there? Can it afford the plan?
That's their problem, not mine, fortunately. Can they afford it? At some stage, there is going to have to be a budgetary reckoning. Across the last 5 years in particular, we have turned up to each of the budget lock-ins. We've examined it in great detail to see where the money is coming from. Remember that the Howard government funded the implementation of the Basin Plan to a significant volume. There was more than $10 billion made available for this. We were one of the major national policy debates that didn't have too much of a problem with money. And fortunately, under particularly Tony Burke, the money was directed sensibly. It is now being directed far more sensibly by the current government infrastructure rather than simply buying water. But and this is a personal comment, not on behalf of irrigators, I don't think they've got enough money set aside to do what they say they're going to do. We've watched budgets closely for the last 5 years and have seen it as an unquantifiable liability out into the future. At some stage in the next 5 years, they're going to have to quantify it. They're going to have to come up with the cash.
Where do you see the plan then?
They've committed to implement it. I can't see politically that they can back away from it. I can't see practically that they'll want to back away from it. So I think they're going to have to find some more money.
Speaking of money, we've just seen 10 gigalitres sell in the Gwydir Valley in northern New South Wales for $3.2 million. That's well above $300 a meg. That's a pretty healthy sum for the government. How much money is it costing taxpayers to hang on to all the water the Commonwealth has bought back over the years?
The bigger issue that you raise is how is the Commonwealth Environmental Water Holder going to pay for the, let's call it, 2,700 or so gigalitres that they're actually going to hold. All of that comes with fixed costs. All of it comes with usage costs. And you're talking annually about hundreds of millions of dollars. That needs to come from consolidated revenue. And people need to understand that applying water, regulated water, to environmental assets comes with a massive cost. What Irrigators Council has sensibly argued is that those costs need to be well reported so the Australian public can understand what their environmental bent is going to cost them on an annual basis, not only in direct charges, but also in opportunity cost of the lost production that comes from that water.
I'm speaking with Andrew Gregson, the outgoing chief of New South Wales Irrigators Council. Well, as a political lobbyist in an advocacy group, there's a fine line between lobbying the government, making public noise in disagreement to some of its decisions, yet once it's all over, trying to sell that outcome to your members. How do you work towards making your members see the deal that you got, you know, wasn't so bad after all?
That's largely about expectations management. And I think it's now time to reflect on it. Our Basin Plan strategy didn't get made up overnight and wasn't a knee-jerk reaction on a day-to-day basis. It was a five-year strategy that I put to our board 6 years ago now. And the board saw what the strategy was aiming to achieve. The members all saw that, and they saw that we needed to include the broader community, which is exactly what we did. What I'm saying is that a five-year strategy rolled out exactly as we intended it to do. But at the front end of that strategy was expectations management. We needed to recognise that the government weren't going to back off and go away from the basin. That they had pinned their environmental credibility on it, and we knew that environmental issues were a key marginal political issue. We needed to recognise that, and we needed to determine what it was that we could achieve. At the same time, it was vital that we didn't sell our members short and accept something that wasn't in their best interests. So I would argue that the Basin Plan was the, in economic terms, least worst outcome that could have been achieved. And in particular, the government of both sides of politics recognised that water was a property right. And you know what? That was the key achievement that irrigators always sought.